Yosef had been sold by his brothers into slavery. He had lost his freedom for 13 years and been separated from his family for 22 years. It'd be understandable when he meets his brothers for the first time to have resentment, a desire for revenge. But yet when he meets his brothers, he shifts his experience into a different frame. This is what he says to his brothers. I'm Yosef, Ani Yosef, you sold into Mitzrayim. But don't be distressed, don't be angry, because you sold me here for a reason. Hashem sent me here before you in order to keep you all alive. And that's what he said years later. Don't be afraid. It's Hashem intended for me to be here so I can provide for you and the family. He didn't see himself as a person wronged by his brothers. He saw himself as a person who had a mission that had been sent by Hashem to be in Mitzrayim. Everything that happened to him was necessary that he could achieve his purpose in life. To save his family from starvation during a time of famine. And after that, to provide a place for his family to live. It was a moment of reframing that allowed Yosef to live without anger, without a sense of injustice, enabled him to forgive his brothers and to be reconciled with them. It transformed a negative energy of feelings towards the brothers about the past and to focus on the future. He was able to reframe and look at situations in different ways. The brothers were entirely different. The brothers saw Yosef as lowly, narcissistic, critical, a difficult person who can never be great. They couldn't reframe. They were standing in front of Yosef and for not one moment, with all the signs in front of them of someone who spoke Hebrew there, who knew the ages of all the family, who was able to seat them according to their mothers, they couldn't reframe who Yosef was. They had so misjudged him. They weren't able to look at him in a different perspective and recognize that the person in front of them was actually Yosef. And the same is true with us. We sometimes have impressions of people and we write them off. And it's not just people. It's also our attitudes on life. Things are just so clear. We know it for sure. But sometimes really the way we're looking at it is clouded, but we aren't able to see straight. Life demands integrity. It demands openness. It demands that we are honest as people, honest as Jews in the way that we make our decisions and in the way we interact with others. Rabakovitz currently is with a group of alumni of the Jerusalem Kollel, and he spoke today at the Chulda Valley, which has over 500 million birds pass through that valley every single year, with 390 species of birds that pass through that area. And he shared this idea. Yosef, when he reveals himself to the brothers, the Pasuk says, Nivhalu, that they were speechless. The Sfasim says, when he revealed himself, he allowed the greatness that he had been hiding from his brothers to come through, to be seen while he was now speaking to them for the first time in Hebrew. And they were now able to see the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. They came to the realization of what they had done and to whom they had done that great injustice of selling Yosef down to Mitzrayim. They finally realized Yosef was such a great person. And Chazal say, Oylon Elohim Hadin, that in the future, when we leave the world, we will be able to see the world just with our neshamas. We'll be able to see the Kedusha, the greatness that radiates from everything in this world. And our regret will be in how we turn this beautiful world into something mundane when it's so big. We have to experience this beautiful world that Hashem created for us and recognize that it's a gift from Hashem. Just look at the aesthetics of the world. Colors don't contradict one another. Do we ever see flowers where the colors just don't go with one another? Recognize that this world is a gift from the Creator. To quote Rabakovitz, this world is exceptionally beautiful. Everything in the Bria, everything in creation, Hashem created for us. The beauty, the nature. We have to realize that's a personal gift from the Creator. Lehonos Bahem Bnei Adam. For people to enjoy. There's no other explanation than to see that He did it for us. This world is gift wrapped. Look around and see the beautiful world and read the note that says, Love Hashem. One of the goals of a person, one of the avoiders of a person, is to reframe the way they see things. If they're in a relationship with someone, speak to someone else. Maybe they can reframe that relationship that they're having. If it's in the attitude towards Hashem, to have another look, to see and reframe things. Yaakov in this week's Sedra, when he meets Yosef for the first time, he's saying Shema. Why is he saying Shema? It's like, this is the time. Yosef is crying. Yosef is emotional. And Yaakov is saying the Shema. And the idea is, because Shema is all about the interconnection between everything. And Yaakov is finally realizing that all those sleepless nights, things were happening that he couldn't see. He understood now so much more than he realized at the time. And that's also about reframing his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all those moments where he was worried and felt so lost, he now realizes, looking back, how it was all interconnected and Hashem was doing things behind the scenes. And the same is true in our relationship with Hashem. The same is true in the way that we see this world. This world is something so beautiful. And the same is true in our relationships with other people. We can look at someone as so lowly, seen as something as injustice. But when we reframe things, it can help us take the negative feelings of the past and focus it towards the future.